very good. Given me the opportunity to address your
condition.
the means of liberation. And the way of the supreme personality of Godhead. The translation never for those of you who have not the theological answers very precisely, but I would like to give a little description of the content. This last word is spoken by the missionary daughters to the younger daughters who wanted to do their work in the prescribed universal regulation work of taking the summer legendary for correction to the hellish planets. And because legendary chanted, the circumstances were different from the circumstances for a normal sinner. So the Vishnu Buddhas inform. Yajamil has already atoned for all his sinful actions. He's already cleared, in other words. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed for millions of lives. For a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayan. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense. Therefore, he is now pure and eligible for liberation. The other Buddhas had considered only the external situation of Gajamir. Since he was extremely sinful throughout his life, they thought he should be taken to Yamaraj and did not know that he had become free from the reactions of all of his sins. They didn't know this. The Vishnu Buddhas therefore instructed that because he enchanted the four syllables of the name Narayana at the time of his death, he was freed from all sinful reactions. In this regard, Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verses from the Smriti Shastra. Namo Bhagavate Shaktaye Papanya Harane Hare Tavakatam Na Shaknoti Patakam Patake Hara. Simply by chanting one holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions to more sins than he is able to commit. One name only. This is from the way of Vishnu Purana. And another verse is quoted. The holy name of the Lord, even in a helpless condition, or without desiring to do so, all the actions of the sinful life depart, just as when a lion roars. All the small animals flee and fear. So when the holy name is chanted, even if one just does it with the intention to be free from the danger which is threatening one, was helpless and calls out maybe in a car, but when a car accident happens, oh Krishna! But all one does so with a pure desire to do it, the simple reactions will go Let the small animals run away and the wild of the Lord is there. So, we shall say the word that God knows to illustrate how the holy man displays simple reactions. Please listen carefully. So, God, you shall come here, I shall come here, but we can trust in the child and the body. By not speaking the holy name of the Lord, which consists of the two syllables, one guarantees this power to liberation. These are some of the reasons why the Vishnu Dutas objected to the Yama Dutas taking pleasure meal for the crowd of Yamaraj. Lord Krishna, like this, all the Vaishnavas, the godly, help me, I don't know anything. I'm not very intelligent, and I come from a bad background. Must know that I can say something that reaches not only your mind, but that reaches your heart, so that you will be able to benefit. What do we do with this noise background? Nothing, isn't it? It's buildings. Some of you watch these videos electronic devices where you can see it's 6 chapter, 6 chapter, chapter 2, text 10, it's at the end, if you would like to read it in. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such simple process may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord. By careful things, yeah? Not maybe Vishnu, but Krishna things, but the Lord things. In this case, Lord Narayan. Because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. So the Lord thinks, well, this person has chanted, and now he belongs to me. He's one of my people. I need to now get protection. And the protection which the Lord afforded to Ajahnir is that he wiped away all the sinful reactions which were waiting for Ajahnir to take effect. And all this was taken away so that he did not have to undergo the punishment for his sins in hell. That's why the Vishnu Buddhas were servants of the Lord, and you can see what the Lord does. See in this verse, that you're wrong. You think this person has so many sinful reactions, and he must now be taken to the place of correction, the nice planet. But what you don't know is that the Lord to take a huge sponge he went to the records of Chitragupta where all the sins and their reactions are recorded, and he just erased it. This man is free from sinful reactions. You have no word with him. You have no authority with him. He's now ours to take, and we will leave a plan for him. My dear devotees, isn't this good hope to us? Some of you have not said it's good. Maybe you have doubts. And that's why I said, no, I don't feel encouraged by this word. Or maybe you want to stop, and therefore you did not respond to my question. This narration is placed strategically by Shrimad Goswami in the middle of the Bhagavatam to highlight the theme of the Bhagavatam for all of its listeners for an ending time to come. And that is that the holy name is so powerful that even a slight contact with it can bring the highest benefit. This message was repeated throughout the Bhagavatam, and it is again highlighted and given a special emphasis at the very end of the Bhagavatam, where Parikshit Maharaj leaves his body and goes back to Godhead. From these concluding chapters, the message of Nam given is highlighted. And I believe if you hear now very attentively why Shukadeva Goswami says the name has so much power, if you hear the reason, you might be benefited tremendously by becoming more faithful in your own relationship to the holy name. See, song attributed to this moment goes like this. Only the name is power in Kali Yoga, and no other sadhana is power, because the name is Krishna Himself, the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it takes Krishna to claim the impure heart. So any sadhana which you choose, penance, austerities, yatras, means pilgrimage to holy places, there are many sadhanas, scripture, readings, etc. Aim at creating the impure heart of a conditioned soul so that it will become pure and spiritually vibrant again so that the person can proceed. But should the person says, in the Kali Yoga, there everything is so contaminated in terms of environment and in terms of the mind of the conditioned soul. So that the sadhanas which depend on the environment, on the items which you do, and the mind just can't be purified. Let me give you an example. I put my body in my bicycle chain the other day, and the body became black, like a Kali body, like a Kali worshiper. So I said to my assistants, please have so little time, can you just clean this body? And imagine my assistant would have said, yes, Maharaj, and would have gone and filled a baldi, baldi means a bucket, and put dirty oil in the baldi, and would have tried to clean the oil stained black body with another oil stained black water. Then the body would have become even more dirty. So if you try to clean the mind, but try to clean the heart and Kali Yoga with something which itself is no longer so pure because of the environmental influence of the Kali Yoga, then you will not be able to clean to do your task. Your effort will be unsuccessful. And that is why sometimes in some processes no problems appear. I am very much in contact with a yogi scene, which is one of the many, many audiences who are willing to listen to Krishna conscious messages. And I often see that, for instance, the yogi makes these people more body conscious. Instead of detaching them from the illusion that I am the body, it aggravates the illusion more. And meditation practices, which you can see, makes people even more, I'm sorry to say, but more disturbed in their mind. I've often seen this, because the mind is just too weak for people in Kali Yuga to sustain a long focus on one item and then relax and go into samadhi. We are not crafted like this. It's Kali Yuga. It's a difficult age. So when you chant the holy name, you have a sadhana which is outside of the influence of Kali, because the name is Krishna, you can use Nitya Mukto, you know, all the separated, but Nitya so then all is pure, and in addition to this, endowed with divine potencies, and can therefore purify the mind. Sukadeva Goswami gives an example for this. Out here, imagine this, you're made of pure gold, which has a few stains inside, not like it's gold, gold. How do you purify the stains inside gold? Can you borrow it? Throw it like this? No. Can you wash it very nicely? No. You have to bring it on the fire. And the fire can enter the body deeply with the stains, which are very much rooted in the body. It can work deeply on the stains, melt them out. The gold gets liquid and flows in one direction, the stains can be taken out very easily. So this is the example which Shukadeva Goswami gives the Parashit. He says, the Kali Yuga meditation, Tirthayatras, and all these things which worked in other ages, don't work any longer because the age is so contaminated, and because the mind is the dirt is so deep in the mind that you need to bring the light for excellent fire and burn it out these things. Do you understand the logic here? What is with your hunger? I want to eat first. Please, brothers, I will be first in my heart now, turning a little bit in. Be more attentive, please. I can see the mental energy is distracted, maybe the day after the currency. What about the body? No hunger is there. No sleep. Yes, because it might be important for you. To the subject matter. In the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, there is one commentator called Vyasa, ever heard his name? He writes a comment to explain the power of the name. He says, the name is not a material vibration like everything here in the material world is, but it is a spiritual energy that has entered the letters of the name and therefore made the letters spiritual. And he gave an example of made the name spiritual. It's not a material vibration, because the spiritual energy is of the spiritual sarupa has entered right into that sound vibration, the Hare Krishna, and therefore it is not a vibration from the mind, but it is totally spiritual. And he gives an example. If you take an iron ball, try to fight for your attention here, and you put fire there, then the fire which was outside, an entity which had no connection to this, gets inside and makes this pure fire energy. So, all vibrations in this world are just, different energetic patterns. Material is not really. But, because the name because Krishna is so merciful, he has descended here into this name, it has name, and therefore he has made it spiritualized or Krishnaized. Let us say Krishnaized. It's not a Krishna. This is the example. But in order to receive Krishna, we have to chant in a certain way. You need to chant right order. Free from offenses, and you need religion with eternal offenses. The name is not, it says not working. The example which is given clear, the sun may be there, but if you cheat with offenses, something else comes in between you and the sun or the moon. And that's a cloud, a cloud thing. But for practical purposes, you shiver, you're not warm. But it does not work, you cannot get the benefit of the sun. So, the other condition which is described here by the Vishnu Rupas is a helpless condition of the mind. And this, I think, needs a little bit more attention, because I think you all learned in the offenses, we change them, we make ourselves aware, usually in our temples before we have our yoga sessions, or you've listened to many lectures, and maybe your spiritual guides have told you, please, you must avoid this. Yoga initiation, many different times the spiritual masters talk about it, so it should be a well-known subject for us. But what does this mean to chant in a helpless condition? My dear devotees, this is a great secret. If you learn this secret, in addition to avoiding the 10 offenses, you will reach perfection within a few days. And a helpless condition means you take shelter in the form that the person who you take shelter with will care for you. You can only take shelter in Krishna when you have a hope or a faith that he really cares for you. If you do not have that hope or this faith, you will not be able to take shelter. You will be tested in your life. In this point, where do you take shelter? This test has either come, or it will still come for you. This test, this exam, this is also a seminar, we all will have to pass. Most of us have given up shelter in Krishna, but most of us have referred to the fact that we are the Lord as conditioned souls. When we take our shelter in what we call Dvashraya, fear shelter, we take shelter in society, we take shelter in our own strengths, we take shelter in our money, and our intelligence, and our arrangements. But why does a conditioned soul turn out from the really engaging material energy that it's for shelter? It can turn to Krishna. And this turn is the turning point we all have to reach. We all, our success in spiritual life is that we reach this turning point of turning away from Maya and saying, I was a Maya Das, I'm now becoming a Krishna Das who takes shelter be Christian. So the nature of devotional service, especially if it is devotional service performed with taste, that you feel some either lachi or lachi abbas, some shadow of taste, or let me say it in plain English, you like it, you know. The nature of devotional service which you perform this taste, I mean, if you do it reactively, then it will not work, but if you perform it with taste, then asha or hope will start to appear in your heart. And I believe this is the reason why all of us are really sitting at this moment in Chidam Mayapur. All of us met the devotees at one stage, and then we did something, maybe we took prasadam, or we listened to the devotees preaching, or we did some type of devotional service, Shrivanam, or we sing in the Kirtanam, and all of a sudden we felt this hope. But if I take this part of Krishna consciousness, then I will go back to our back to Godhead. I will be free from all miseries, no? It's the nature of devotional service to produce hope in the conditioned soul. And this hope, my dear devotee, this, when you have it more and more, it turns into God's eagerness. You first have some hope, and you are convinced you have some shraddha, but if you take care of your hope, then I will reach the lotus feet of the Lord. He hears me. And my dear devotees, it will be easy for you to take shraddha. Ramanathas Goswami wrote in Stavavali, Prema Maharam Bhakya Stavaraj, those who are merciful, he said, never reject a surrendered soul, even though he may have been very wicked. Therefore, O Lord, don't reject me. Prabhupada Goswami speaks from the platform of hope. He says, I am wicked. I did so many wrong things. There is a quality in you which is wonderful. This quality gives me hope, and that is that those who are merciful, like you are described in Shastra, to be called a Kripa Sindhu, Karuna Sindhu, Kripa Sindhu Krishna. Hey! What do we say? Hey! Hey, Krishna! You say to Krishna, hey Krishna, hey this. You say, hey, hey, hey. Audience, hey, 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 hey. You address someone. So the devotee says, hey, Krishna. Then he says, yes, of mercy. This gives me hope. As one goes, very famous verse of Rupa Goswami, he says, my Lord, if I hear about the austerities which great souls like Ambarish performed in the past, the difficult, difficult sadhanas of these great souls, I become totally hopeless. No, not for me, because I can't perform austerities. I'm so weak. And difficult sadhanas. Forget about it. I'm a prasada brahma. That's my sadhana. That's easy. Just open the mouth and have a few muscles here to cross it. That's that I can do, you know. But then I hear. So I become hopeless when I hear about these examples of the great sadhanas and the great souls. But what I hear but the fruits of your mercy.
Fruits,
like the fruits of an apple. Come even to an insignificant death to get some hope. But when this next address to Krishna, this is addressed, this hope. Hey, Krishna, he said, come. Come, mercy, good one, Krishna. But mercy, what a dean of bamboo. You are the bamboo, a friend of the dean. Dean is very low, very wretched. Wretched, very fallen. We address that one. But Rahu, whoa, Rahu. There are some wrongs, yes, sir. We address her first. Because she has this motherly love, which is totally unconditional. She is called Karuna Nadi. That's this is God of this. Conscious Karuna, it's conscious mercy. So this should give us some hope. That's her God. My dear devotees, do you have hope? Well, yeah, and you know what they're saying. This is the only way to address an audience. My dear devotees, I know that I'll go the other way. So I must have your seat belt and I'll be ready for a moment. All of you, so, don't announce that I'm not married. May I ask you a simple personal question? No need to answer this. How are you doing with your attachment to Krishna? Now, Maharaj, could you give us a way to measure this? Yes, it's good. How much are you attached to Maharaj? Is there still attachment to Maharaj? You talk about his eyes, his steps. That's famous, Maharaj. This is a very uncomfortable question. No, I will ask some more questions. You came to the wrong lecture. If you want some comfort, learn a lecture. How well are you doing with the theory of illusion? Have you understood that there is soul? But it's not so important. And yet there are pains that is for the body. That your nose lights. What is going on in your mindset? Are you loving Krishna? Are you very clear? Does this show in your devotional service and in your life? So I could ask you many such questions. I won't do this video because I'm going to really die, but you know, these are very discomforting questions. And when we hear them, sometimes we lose hope. My dear devotees, many of the devotees have lost their hope. And they are running an automatic pilot. Everything they do is because others do it, and it's a group pressure, and if they say they do it. There is no fire in the heart. The fire of hope, the fire of eagerness. For Kyoto, for the activities, if I go 1 minute on a time, then I can get up and eat it. No taste in listening for the Bible on time. Don't give up hope. Give up hope. That's all that you have. That the spark comes from the big fire of Krishna the Lord. There's the danger. But the light the fire extinguishes. This eagerness is our only treasure system in the world. This hope which moves us on. Because it is this hope which in the dark night of Kali Yuga shows us the way in the smarter direction. It is this hope which when we become confronted with our weaknesses, helps us to move on. It is this hope which helps us to not do suicide when we have 3 children and our husband has just left us. It is this hope which leads us on like a powerful engine, that we smile, that we are involved in criticism, that we see everything, even the community and the Holy Dawn, as corrupted. At that time, this hope is all that we have. Never allow that the fire of your heart becomes extinguished because at that time your heart becomes black, cardboard, just ashes. But finish with this hope leaves us. The hope is the guiding light for the dark night of ours which still covers us. And this hope must keep alive. And therefore, my dear devotees, check the code of offenses, love of the offenses, know what it is, and how to avoid it. But then, start to understand only Krishna can help you. It's not difficult really to come in a helpless condition because it says in the scriptures, the loving entity cannot exist in this world without support. You need to take support before, for instance, and it's so finished, and then we can get into it. In order to exist, you need hope. You need the support of some sympathetic persons. No one loves you, and everyone just goes, it throws a storm on you. You are lost. You need to be supported. But you are helpless by your very nature. You are back to, as a Sanskrit means, someone who is in need of support. So it's not difficult to kind of feel helpless, and we all look for help. But our point, which we need to learn, is to take help from Krishna, especially from his most merciful form, the form of the Holy Name. To come, my dear devotees, become real. Understand, I need protection, I need support. And when you see that, in all your other shelters, from time to time, they come. And maybe that's all that you think, I can live only for one more day. This diarrhea is with me. They can show me every time they have finished. Or you see that someone gets on your tears. If this goes on for one more day, then I'm finished. I'm trying to find examples here. To don't share that with the Holy Name of Krishna. He will never disappoint you. So, this man, when we listen to the Ajabir story, he was a sinner. You are not saints. You might say that, I'm not sure. Don't be too enthusiastic about me. No, you are saints. You are Vaishnavas. You take a chair that Prabhupada's lotus feet. You are wonderful. You've come to the Holy Dharma. Everything is perfect. Now just wait to check in a helpless condition. That means understanding how we need the shelter of the Lord. And then this works. Hare Krishna. 100% it works. 100%. Everyone has experienced this. It was in this world. I met recently in one country, one of my workers is, and then when we meet the missionary realizations, what have you noted, what is new, what have you realized? No, this devotee said, Maharaj, he said,